We're broadcasting live from Galway today from the Roadcaster, and we're on the campus of the University of Galway, and we have two students from the university with us now. Adam Mullins, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. Nice to meet you.
And Sophie Hines, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. I'm going to go to you first, Sophie, because you are the co-founder of the Swifty Society here.
Yeah.
Important work you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Groundbreaking.
What's your mission statement in the Swifty Society?
Oh, just to kind of, I suppose, get people who enjoy Taylor Swift music, kind of make friends through it. Just people with similar interests, really.
Of course. And she needs the promotion as well.
You need to spread the word about her. Oh, yeah, we're doing gossip for her.
Nobody knows who Taylor Swift is.
No.
So are you like a big fan?
I wouldn't say super big fan, but like I do quite enjoy music, yeah.
Right, okay.
Enough to start a society about her anyway.
Yeah, yeah, well, maybe you're just a notion that you got one of the days.
Yeah.
So if you're a co-founder, who else is involved?
Oh, we have a wide committee. I think there's about 20 of us.
Right.
15 of us on the committee.
Yeah.
It's mainly me and my co-auditor, Ella Caneff. She kind of helps me with everything to organise stuff. And then the original founders, most of them are gone. They were all fourth years at the time.
Right. And is there a network of Swifty societies in universities all over the world?
Yes, there
is. Oh, is there? Right. Yeah,
there's a good few in Dublin. Maynooth is actually one that we've been in contact with. We're trying to kind of organise a big varsity thing. So all the like Taylor Swift societies.
Right.
And even the...
A quiz? No?
Not just a quiz, just like a club night. So like just all Taylor Swift music, but like...
All Taylor Swift?
Yep. Just like in like a random like club somewhere. We haven't really got much much done on it yet. But ones in like England, there's like London.
But hold on, you've moved on, I haven't. Because I'm still there at the club with nothing but Taylor Swift music. I'm sure, yeah, there is enough variety, isn't there?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, there's the slow ones and the fast ones and the, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. What's your favourite Taylor Swift song?
Oh God, there's so many. I'd say Style is my favourite.
Right, and you're going to her in Croke Park?
I am indeed, yeah.
Right. Expensive tickets.
So expensive.
Now, I think you, as co-founder of the University of Galway Swifty Society, should make representation on behalf of Swifty fans all over the world.
Yeah.
And they need to bring down the prices, don't they?
They really, really do, yeah. It's extortionate money people are paying.
Yeah.
And like,
and yet it doesn't affect the fans' image of her. It's mad.
People will still buy them, yeah.
Yeah.
They'll still pay 700, 800 to see her. Like, yeah.
Where are you from the country?
I'm from Offaly, from Rode.
R-H-O-D-E, Rode.
Yeah, that's
it. I know it well. And Adam, you're from Inishowen.
Yeah, Inishowen up in Donegal. Yeah.
Right, and you have put together the student pantry.
Yeah, yeah, that's
which
my
is not
project.
Which is not a university cafe. It's more serious than that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, it's a little bit more kind of niche, and we've got our own kind of mission statements and stuff.
Which
like
is
that. Basically redirecting surplus food produced by companies straight to students for free. So basically it's preventing food waste, so massively helping like the climate crisis we're facing at the moment, as well as massively helping students combat like the cost of living by giving them free food that would have gone to the bin anyways, and just helping them.
So how does it work?
So basically, so the last 3 years now, we've really refined it down. So basically we get massive deliveries from Food Cloud of all surplus food by loads of different companies.
What is Food Cloud?
Food Cloud is a... They're big boys. They're that's a great company.
Oh, we've met them before.
They're
Irish, yeah, two Irish women, yes.
Two Irish women, yeah.
Yes,
so they're like massive role models.
Of course, I know,
for me
what,
and
they, know what it is. Yes, yes. So they have this network with all the supermarkets.
Yeah, yeah.
And they collect all the food that's not past its sell-by date, but what, it's damaged or something or what?
So they're really big now to the point where, so like they work directly with companies as well, say like Coca-Cola and stuff like that. So it's a lot of the food as well is overproduced. Say like it's cheaper to keep your factory constantly producing the same amount of stuff than to fiddle with machines and try and reduce it. So when they have excess food or products produced, it's cheaper for them to just bin it than to do anything with it.
So you get your hands on this and redistribute it to students.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody happy.
Yeah, basically.
Win-win.
Yeah, win-win. Yeah. So students' budgets go down, which means they have more money to like save towards maybe buying a car, getting your car lessons, or towards having a healthier diet. Because when you're a broke student in college, it's very easy to just eat noodles every day.
And did you invest your own money in this?
Yeah, yeah, for the first year.
With a view to what?
Pardon?
With a view to what? Because investment usually... So implies return.
Yeah, yeah. So with a review of no monetary return, but a view of like making a difference for people. The goal was always to be able to kind of rest my head at the end of the day and feel like I've made a positive impact to the world that I live in.
Now, Sophie, you and the Swifty Society. Can you say the same when you put your head in the pillow of an evening? I've made a contribution.
Swifties together all over the world.
Yeah. Is it predominantly females, women?
Surprisingly, no.
Right.
I'd say it's probably about 70-30.
70-30, right. Yeah. Okay. And what sort of things do you talk about? I'm fascinated. Like, you can listen to the music, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then what?
Kind of just what our songs mean, I suppose. Uh-huh. It's a lot of crossover with people who are studying, like, English degrees, who enjoy kind of, like, deciphering different meanings in our songs, and just kind of, it's usually actually about the ex-boyfriends who...
I was thinking that, yeah. That's a, her love life is the main, yeah.
Yeah.
And do you think she's happy at the moment with that footballer?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What's his name?
Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce, yeah. Is he a keeper?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I thought he was a quarterback, actually. But oh yeah, that's my full week's work done. I'm off. Good luck. So Adam, student pantry, what do you want to do? You're an astrophysicist.
Yes.
Right. Wow.
There's no plan afterwards. There's no plan after the degree. We don't really know what the trajectory is.
The trajectory.
Yeah.
What reaction do you get when you say you're an astrophysicist?
People often are very confused. They always think I'm kind of doing like a social degree, like politics or something like that, or something to do with
because of the pantry.
Yeah. A lot of confusion. It's hard. It's like kind of just two parts of me pulling at it. Like my passions and my curiosity always goes towards astrophysics, but I was brought up in a household that is like social workers, is
right.
The manager of a community centre, is my nana, and my mum is now the manager of a community centre, and my mum does a similar thing with surplus food in Donegal. So like I was raised to do the work I'm doing, and my natural curiosities have brought me to start
astrophysics.
With it, yeah.
Right.
It's hard.
Yeah, sure, whatever you do, you'll be fine. As you will, Sophie.
Oh, yeah.
And listen, if you're having the big night and playing all the music,
yeah,
give us a shout and we'll do. Just final question now before we get to Jess. Are there many remixes of Taylor Swift songs? Like, would there be dance remixes of things?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then yeah, you could play those.
Yeah, there's a thing called Swiftageddon, which is just like a DJ set that just takes over a club.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Swiftageddon.
Yeah, and right. It's kind of just like that remixes that would be more suitable for kind of a nightclub.
Right. Right, one more question. Sorry, I said that was the last one. One more question. What is it about her?
I actually don't know, to be honest with you. I suppose it's like her songs are really well written, and obviously she's a great singer. And I suppose she's just kind of like a pretty good staple for like feminism across the world.
Yeah. Timing's important as well. She arrived at a particular time in our history.
Yeah, saw a gap in the market and...
Yeah, there you go. Right, you can... Go on if you like. Is that okay? Yeah. Thanks, Adam. Thanks very much, Sophie. Jess, come in here to one of those microphones.